The crisp air on Monday morning provided a fitting backdrop as ground officially broke on a long-awaited seniors' housing development in Shaver's Bench. A $15 million redevelopment more than a decade in the making and powered by thousands of volunteer hours. The Trail and District Senior Citizens Villa Society, in partnership with BC Housing, the City of Trail and several community funders, gathered on September 15 to mark the start of construction on a new 41-unit building that will replace aging homes at the longstanding villa site. The milestone comes after years of planning, and a few hiccups, with final approval issued just last week. Tom Hart, longtime volunteer and president of the Villa Society, said the most difficult part was pushing through bureaucracy and the administrative hurdles that dragged out the early stages. But he said the effort was worth it. Excavators and bulldozers were on site this summer to tear down the original 11-unit structure, and similar equipment will return this week, not to demolish, but to begin building up. After everything we've done to get here, Hart said, this is the moment we've been working for. The villa traces its roots to the 1950s, when the Rotary Club of Trail acquired the land. The Trail and District Senior Citizens Villa Society was formed in 1954. Eventually constructing 23 units of low-income housing for seniors, housing that served the community for nearly 70 years. Hart said redevelopment discussions began about a decade ago. Then, 4 years ago, the society began working with City Spaces Consulting to develop proposals. Next, in 2023, BC Housing provided early approval along with project development funding to support the design phase. That same year, Boney Madison Architects joined the project, with the final design coming from architect Anthony Boney. With the build now underway, BC Housing will continue to support the project through construction and into operation. The new three-story building, expected to be move-in ready by early 2027, is designed to meet the needs of today's seniors. While the street-facing units were raised to make way for the new build, a 12-unit section at the back of the property still houses tenants. Those residents will move into the new building once it's complete, and the 11 displaced tenants will return. The remaining structure will then be demolished and the space repurposed into parking and landscaping. Hart was joined Monday by fellow board members Jan Morton, vice president, and Jonathan Jinjo, treasurer, along with members of Trail Council and representatives from North Mountain Construction, the contractor overseeing the build. Board members Ray Maslack and Steve Barnes were absent. Also in attendance was Kootenay Menashe MLA Steve Morissette, who said he was thrilled to celebrate the milestone and looked forward to seeing the new homes breathe life back into the Shaver's Bench neighborhood in the years ahead. Funding partners at the groundbreaking included Columbia Basin Trust, which contributed funds and is also supporting the installation of a rooftop solar array expected to reduce long-term utility costs. Kootenay Savings Community Foundation, which presented a $15,000 contribution on Monday, and Tech Trail Operations, which has offered both funding and environmental support by accepting contaminated soil from the site through the Trail Area Health and Environment Program. Hart noted the City of Trail's ongoing involvement, from rezoning the site to granting key variances, was critical to moving the project forward. North Mountain Construction will take it from here, he said. They've already demolished two structures and prepared the site for what comes next. All present acknowledged the grit and persistence of the society's volunteers, as well as the patience of the tenants who were temporarily relocated and the 12 who remain on site. Trail Mayor Colleen Jones called the project a reflection of what's possible when community and government work together. This project stands on a foundation of partnership and community, she said. Jones thanked all major funding partners and paid tribute to the Rotary Club of Trail, whose work more than 65 years ago laid the foundation for the villa. She also emphasized the broader housing needs facing the region. This redevelopment is part of the larger picture, she said. Housing at every level, for seniors, families, workers and those facing challenges, is essential to a thriving trail. Your council is working hard with partners across the region to make sure that happens, project by project. Jones closed with a message to future residents of the new villa, saying they are at the heart of the effort. Today's groundbreaking isn't just about construction, it's about dignity, stability, and building a caring community that honors our past and prepares for the future. One tenant, who was temporarily relocated when the original 11-unit building was torn down, said she's eager to return to her close-knit neighborhood and reconnect with the neighbors she considers friends. Living with a chronic medical condition, she said what she looks forward to most is the ease and peace of mind the new building will bring. "I can come home, lock the door, and not have to worry about a thing," she said.